I'm going to go fishing. That's what I'm going to do, and that's
Are
my big
you?
Plan.
So did they arrange that? And I say they, did the wife and daughters and family arrange that for you? Or did
they laid it on. They made all the arrangements, and we're going to go catch some redfish, some red snapper.
Oh, nice. Good for you. You know what I did?
What's
that? My plans? I bought myself a pocket knife, and when it showed up in the Amazon package, I told my daughter, wrap it.
Hey, that way you know you're getting something you want.
Listen, no, stop right there. I know I'm getting something, period. Because otherwise, I'm not so sure.
Wow, that's disappointing.
My family's harsh when it comes to gift giving. I'm a pretty good gift giver. The rest of my family, not so much. My wife and my son and my daughter. You know what's weird is they give my wife really cool stuff. Me, not so much. So maybe it's a reflection of me.
You're just a giver.
I am. So Father's Day is Sunday. So, you know, I've heard in your commercials your dad was 100% disabled Vietnam veteran. What kind of advice did he pass along to you?
I'll tell you a little anecdote that's kind of cool. My father and I did not have the sort of Norman Rockwell father-son relationship. It was all my fault. It was 100% on me. I had trouble with authority, and he was an authoritarian kind of guy, and we butted heads. But we loved each other, and we cared for each other without fail. But I got a very interesting gift from my mother for Father's Day this week. Yep,
okay.
It's a letter that my dad wrote to me when I was in the third grade, and he was in Vietnam for the second time. And his letter to me was explaining that my mother, his wife, was pregnant with what would soon be my sister. And in the letter to me, he was saying I had to take care of them, I had to be ready for the emotional changes that my mother was going to have, that I would look over from time to time, she would be crying without any real apparent reason. It was just this amazing letter saved over time that was sent to me when I was in the third grade by my father who was in Vietnam.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's an amazing letter where he's saying, listen, she's going to have hormonal changes. I mean, he's writing this to a young boy that probably can't understand half of it, but he's telling me I'm going to have to step up and I'm going to have to be a man of the house.
When you're facing what he was facing, you know, you kind of pour it out on the paper, I'm sure.
It was it's an amazing letter, and it was an amazing gift this week from my mom.
You need to frame that and pass it on to your kids.
Yeah, definitely.
That's one of those cool things. You know, I have a similar relationship with my father. I did when I was younger, authoritarian, you know. I cursed at my mom one time, and then when I picked myself up off the floor, I realized I'll never do that again.
Yeah.
And my dad gave me I was kind of a screw up. I was partying all the time, dropped out of college, all this and that. And he gave me the World Needs Ditch Diggers 2, and I was like, oh, so I'm getting written off. All right, I'll prove you. I'm going to prove you wrong. Then I got into radio, and then it was failed on that front too. So I didn't mean to bring you down. I'm kidding.
I think that there's some that would dispute that. You've got a pretty good legacy, I'd say.
Oh, I you know what? Do the whole cliche of do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life is absolutely true. And you got to say that too. Being a personal injury attorney, you've helped so many people in our community. That's got to feel, you've got to feel when you have a victory that you just want to do a lap.
You know, people are surprised when I tell them I love what I do. I really do. I love the fact that we can help people that have problems that are serious in their world. I mean, people are facing bill collectors, getting put out of the street, can't make their rent, can't pay for gas. They're injured in an accident that wasn't their fault. I love what I do, and that surprises a lot of people. I mean, I'm not supposed to be that enthusiastic about it, but I am. I love coming to work.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Well, hey, Sunday, good luck on the fishing. May you slay them. May you catch your limit and enjoy eating all that delicious snapper.
Hey, have a great weekend, Wolfie.
Do the same, brother. Happy Father's Day. If you get injured, 850-INJURED, Marcus and his crew at Michaels and Booth, personal injury attorneys there to help you in Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach, Crestview, and in Tampa, and online at forthevictims.com.
Well done.